بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of, we can say, hidden contribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. We know that during the history of Islam, at the time of Prophet Muhammad, he was helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to escape the, oppression of the disbelievers from the holy city of Mecca. He was helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through hidden contribution. Now, what was the story exactly on that time, and why not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, helped Aima through these hidden contributions to stop the martyrdom?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That event is known as the event of Laylatul Mabit. We know that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, he stayed in the city of Mecca for 13 years from the time he was chosen as the last prophet. And he and his companions went through so many tortures. And finally, the disbelievers of Mecca decided to assassinate and kill the prophet on a special night. And they came to this conclusion that the best idea is to choose one person from each tribe, so that later Banu Hashim would not be able to kill all of them, and they would be satisfied with receiving some blood money. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet, and this is one of the great virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam, for which a verse was revealed in the Noble Book of Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Because the Holy Prophet asked Imam Ali alayhi salam to sleep in his bed, yes, so that the Holy Prophet would be able to go outside his house and migrate from Mecca to Medina. And the people were around the house. And anyway, finally, the Holy Prophet was able to escape and go out of the city of Mecca. And after some days in the cave of Thawr, accompanied by the first caliph, he went to the city of Medina. And Imam Ali alayhi salam stayed in the bed of the Prophet till morning. And in the morning, people realized that this is Imam Ali.
So now, which part is the help of Allah now? The story of cave or Laylatul Mabit, I mean the bed?
All these parts, the Holy Prophet is informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a help from the unseen somehow, a hidden contribution by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because otherwise the Holy Prophet would have been killed.
Yes.
Allah is saving the life of the Prophet by informing him, and then by Imam Ali alayhi salam to be ready to rest in his place. And other stories, because the way the Holy Prophet is coming outside the house, according to some narrations, it was in a miraculous way. And the story that later the disbelievers try to find the Prophet, they come near the cave of Thawr, but they do not enter it. It was another help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
There was a spider web on the on the entrance of the door, so that was the miracle of Allah.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
Now, for sure, this is a help, divine help, to save the life of the Prophet. Now, why did it not happen, for example, for Imam Hussein alayhi salam or for the other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? The point is that in one of the previous episodes, I talked about the concept of miracle and mu'jaza, and the fact that mu'jaza is a supernatural deed performed by a prophet to prove his prophethood. But this is not going to happen on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
It is an exception. This imdad ghaybi, or help from the unseen, the hidden contribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to happen from time to time, occasionally, but not on a daily basis. Let me give some examples in the Noble Book of Quran. For example, to prevent the murder of Musa alayhi salam by Pharaoh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his mother to throw Musa alayhi salam into the river, and later he was saved by Pharaoh and his wife. Or the story of the army of Abraha to damage the holy Kaaba, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala killed all of them. And the story of the war of Badr. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the army of Islam through some angels. Or in the battle of Uhud, Allah says that I cast a kind of fear in the hearts of the disbelievers. In the battle of Ahzab, in the battle of Hunayn, these are some cases for this so-called hidden help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that, is it going to happen again on a daily basis? The answer is no. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Holy Prophet himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved his life on that very night. But the Holy Prophet himself went through so many tortures. I mean, for example, when he was in the city of Mecca, maybe on a daily basis he was tortured by the people, by the ignorant disbelievers of the city of Mecca. So why did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him? When he went to Ta'if together with, some companions, again, they were tortured. Or according to many narrations, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family was poisoned by a Jewish woman. And that is why some scholars believe that the Holy Prophet is also a martyr. Now the question is that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intervene here so he could save the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
And in some battles, the Holy Prophet was badly injured, especially in the Battle of Uhud, in which the majority of the companions of the Prophet left him, except for Imam Ali alayhi salam and a few others. Now the question is that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not help the Prophet? As I mentioned, miracles, supernatural actions, and the direct intervention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to happen on a daily basis. It is against the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that everything is going to happen based on the free will of the people, and based on the concept of cause and effect. So if people do not appreciate their prophet, they may kill him. Like what happened at the time of Prophet Yahya, for example, John. People and the oppressor ruler of the time, they killed Yahya. He was martyred and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intervene. As I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to intervene on a daily basis, then people would not have free will anymore, because people feel that they will be punished right after doing that action. Now imagine that ruler is going to kill John, Prophet Yahya alayhi salam, and suddenly he is killed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one is going to be committing any sin anymore, but they are forced to be so, and this doesn't have any value. Allah has created human beings to have free will, and that is why they are not going to be punished right after committing the sins. Now,
that's right.
When we refer to the life of the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, again, in many cases, they enjoy this help by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't mean that, as I mentioned, when it comes to their time of martyrdom or demise, they are going to, their enemies are going to be stopped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of force. This is against the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for example, for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, as I mentioned, we know that he is martyred in the tragedy of Karbala, but no one nowadays, I believe, that can consider Imam Ali alayhi salam, who lost that battle, mm-hmm. who was defeated by Yazid. I think nowadays all the people can agree that although seemingly it was Yazid who won the battle,
yes.
but in reality, the victorious party is the party of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The other point about the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam is that the Imams also have some divine tests and they have some sufferings and afflictions. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَوْسِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمَاثِلْ فَالْأَمَاثِلْ. The people who are going to suffer the most are the prophets and the closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, the more close, the closer you are toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are going to suffer more. And because sometimes the believers say that we are suffering a lot in this world. And
yes.
we see that the disbelievers or the people who are committing sins, they endure the life. One of the answers is not the only answers. One of the answers is that people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are going to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sometimes to be suffering more, so that they are going to be much more rewarded in the hereafter. So as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah is not to punish the wrongdoers right at the time of their heinous action. Otherwise, as I mentioned, they're going to be forced to be good people.
Yes.
Allah said in chapter Al Imran, verse 178, that وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. So the message of this verse is that Allah is giving some time to the disbeliever. This imla is referring to this time, this respite, which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stay in this world. But Allah says that they shouldn't think that this time is خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. This is good for them. No. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُ إِثْمًا. We are giving this time to them so that they increase in their sins. And of course, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِيمٌ. And the hereafter, they will have a great punishment. So to wrap up the discussion, as I mentioned, there is no doubt about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping the believers from, different perspectives. But this hidden contribution is not going to happen on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah is to run this world based on cause and effect and based on the free will of human beings. So if, for example, he were supposed to kill the enemies of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on that very day, I believe that the uprising of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam would not be fruitful. So his movement was fruitful because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave people free will, and those enemies, they were able to seemingly defeat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, but that gave a kind of blood in the veins of the religion of Islam. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's movement revived the religion of Islam. Husayni al-Baqa, as is mentioned by some scholars, that al-Islam, Muhammadi al-Huduth, Husayni al-Baqa. The religion of Islam was brought by the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family, but it remained through Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. It was Imam al-Husayn's martyrdom that protected the religion of Islam. And the same is true about all the Imams of the Ahl Bayt. Hidden contribution is there for some cases, and people should not be disappointed of that. But the tradition, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that people choose their life and their actions through their free will.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of hidden contribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن